when I was down there. I can't remember who they are now, but there was just some really neat cats. All right, Nancy, thank you, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, that wraps us up for the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. If you want to check out his stuff, www.drpluckner.com. We do have to talk about his website when we start the next hour because the new site's up and some of the stuff is missing, but it's well on its way to being fabulous. So at any rate, stay with us. Vet Sunday continues with Dr. Al Pluckner straight ahead. We're going to do our winter cold weather tips for the animal friends and open phone lines, so stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
You're listening to Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on your alternative talk station, 1150 AM, KKNW, Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk with Animal World's fall and winter tips for you and your animal friends. With the obvious change in our weather, getting colder and wetter, there are several things that pop into my mind that are important for you to think about related to your animal companions. The first is house training. There can be related problems at this time of year with both dogs and cats. Let's start with dogs. Many do not like to go outside in the rain or when it's cold. And do you really blame them? We don't like it much either. The biggest problem is usually the small breeds, younger pups and older dogs, particularly the spoiled and lazy models. But weather-sensitive dogs can be any breed, small or large, and they can even be created by their owners. Remember, dogs are monkey-see, monkey-doers, and they tend to copy our behavior. So if you're raising and educating a puppy in the house training department, most of you probably don't mind going outside with the pup to supervise and praise the good behavior when the weather is nice. But when the weather's bad, most of you are either very unhappy during the outing, or you don't go out at all and make the dog go out all by himself. Herein lies the problem. Dogs pick up and sense even subtle feelings from their people, and they may begin to associate going out in the rain or cold with bad feelings and not want to do it. If you make them go alone, they may not go all the way out in the yard. They'll hold it to deposit indoors when they come back inside. So think about this. When the weather is good, you go out with the dog feeling happy and saying something like, "Oh boy, outside, let's go outside," and then go potty. Good go potty, good go potty. This is great, and the dog or pup learns to like going outside. But if the weather's bad and you have an attitude change, get grumpy, and on the way outside grumble something like, "Oh, yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I don't want to go outside, I hate this, come on, bozo, outside, go potty." Even if you're only thinking this, pretty soon, when the weather is bad, your dog will be thinking, "Yuck, it's rainy, it's cold, I hate this, I don't want to go outside." And you will have created the problem. Now, this is easy to avoid. Keep this in mind when raising puppies or working with sensitive dogs. You can convince most dogs of anything if you have the right sales pitch. So the yuckier the weather is, the jollier you must be. "Oh boy, bozo, it's raining. Oh boy, let's go outside. Oh boy, oh boy." And act like you're going to the party of the year. You can even add a tasty little food reward. It must be given on the spot outside. This can make it even more positive. With medium to large breeds, this is usually only necessary during the house training process. Once the dogs get it, it sticks. But with small breeds and sensitive models, you may need to do a refresher course of outside and jollies in bad weather and during the fall as the weather changes to avoid a relapse in house training manners. Elderly and or invalid dogs may require this on a consistent basis. With all dogs, I think it just makes sense to have a wonderful dry-off and warm-up ritual after outings in the rain. Give them something to look forward to. And for seriously rain-sensitive dogs, they make doggy raincoats. Some even come with built-in hoods or umbrellas. Make a canine fashion statement in your neighborhood. And remember to tell your dog friend how fabulous they look. Now, let's talk about cats. They can be weather-sensitive also. Indoor-only models, not a problem. But indoor-outdoor models can have a problem, especially if you're used to a cat that always goes to the bathroom outside. The time may come when the weather is just too bad for them to be willing to go outside. So just in case, maintain an indoor cat box for emergencies. Also, cats that go through cat doors to boxes in garages or basements may not want to use them if it's too cold. Lastly, keep in mind that if your cat friend is older or has developed physical problems, they may feel too vulnerable to go outside, and an indoor cat box may be necessary. Next on my list is a reminder. If you are going to winterize your own car, please remember that antifreeze is extremely toxic and deadly for our animal friends, and it is also extremely attractive to them because it tastes very sweet. So be very careful with it, or better yet, use the non-toxic safe antifreeze. Another general tip, as the weather gets colder, if your animals spend extended periods of time outdoors, make sure they have dry and reasonably warm shelter and fresh, clean water, especially when temperatures drop below freezing. And dogs need regular exercise, even when it's cold or wet. Heck, so do we. So keep it up. Another interesting fact about this time of year is that all bodies, animals as well as humans, need more balanced omega fatty acids during cold weather to maintain good skin and hair coats. The easiest way to be sure your animal friends are getting enough is to add the Missing Link supplement by Designing Health to their food. The need for increased omega 3 and 6 oils in their diet increases even more as we turn the heat on in our houses because this can dry out their hair and skin. So avoid winter skin and coat problems with the Missing Link. Now, the last thing on my list is one of the most important. Fleas. Even if your animals have been flea-free this summer, it's still important to pay attention now. As the weather gets colder, so do the fleas. Once the outdoor temperature drops consistently below 50 degrees, they cannot survive, so they'll be looking for a ride indoors. You'll need to prepare so they don't infest your home. If you have a problem with fleas this year and you want to get rid of them, now is the time to get serious. In either case, what you need to do is pretty simple. The best way to prevent an infestation from getting started or to eliminate an ongoing one is a safe, natural product called Fleego. Fleego is a powder that you sprinkle into the carpets and animals' bedding. It dehydrates fleas and their larvae, and it really worked. It's what I use to nip fleas in the bud in my environment. You can pick it up at almost any pet store, and fleas or not, keep Fleego on hand just in case like I do. Now, if you've got a current flea problem, once the Fleego is down, bathe and or spray your dogs and cats. You can get safe, natural sprays these days, then flea comb regularly until you're sure they are gone. And keep listening to Animal World, because next spring I'll tell you what to do so you don't have a flea problem next year. Well, that takes care of my list for now, but stay tuned because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. The best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to 1150. the KKNW website, click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. All right, it is the first Sunday of the month, and in keeping with tradition, that means it's Vet Sunday here with Dr. Al Pleckner. He is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the Same Subject. The website is www.drpleckner.com. Dr. Pleckner, good morning. Welcome back to Animal World. Hey, Dr. Al.
Hi there.
Hey, glad to have you back here.
Well, thank you. Interesting listening to King County, the rescue.
King County Animal Care and Control, yeah.
Yeah, which is cool because, you know, I told you this a long time ago, we took one of our feelers down, our Brazilian Mastiff's Olive, to have her spayed.
Yeah.
This was up in Idaho, and my son and I saw in these cages they had their free kittens, and these two little brothers were in their arms. Cutest things you've ever seen. So we took them home. We call them Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
Best thing that ever happened.
All right.
And they ride around on the big dogs. The dogs take them out with wolves and things.
Uh-huh.
Dogs do protect them. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice to see. Well, animals are probably one of the finest things in life that ever have existed. And I think we as humans are lucky to have them, and we really need to take better care of them.
Yeah. Now, I got to tell everybody that ordinarily when we do Vet Sunday with Dr. Al, we start off the show, we catch up with him and what's going on in his practice and what's going on in Idaho, and then we start off by describing the process that Dr. Al went through discovering this endocrine immune imbalance and the basics of what it's all about. But today we were unable to follow that format because we had the call from the veterinarian, Dr. Bleem in Illinois, who is so excited about Dr. Al's work and so forth. But wouldn't you know, Dr. Al, the phone's been ringing kind of off the hook.
Has it really?
Well, yeah, and Sandy's been talking to a lot of folks. But guess what they're calling to say? They're calling to say, hey, whoa, hey, wait a minute. My holiday company is still here from out of town, and we're all sitting here listening to Animal World, but they'd never heard Dr. Al before, and they don't have a clue what you guys are talking about. So Sandy had to say, well, yeah, but we had phone calls from the beginning, and we always promise, you know, priority there. So anyway, Dr. Al.
it's time for you to tell them what they're listening to.
Yes, we need to start over, and for all of the out-of-town holiday visitors that are with Animal World listeners out there, I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here, and I hope that you'll join us wherever you are from now on, because you know you can stream us live on the Internet. You don't have to be able to pick up the radio stream. So, Dr. Al, let's begin a little bit. We'll take a couple of minutes here to talk, and then we got to take a break. But you started your veterinary practice out of veterinary school, what, probably been 45 years or so ago now.
Huh? I know. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, because my sons say, you know, you graduated in 1866. I said, no, I think it was 1966. You know what, though, Martha?
Bop them over the head.
Yeah. You know this as well as I do in a language that people can understand. So why don't you tell the story?
Well, to start with, you had an interest in endocrine immune function with humans as well as animals for a long time.
Exactly.
Before, and you'll have to read his book to get the history and the circumstance, but he ended up in vet school, out of vet school, into veterinary practice in Southern California. You had a lot of dogs coming in with skin allergies and hot spots and all that kind of thing.
Yes, you betcha.
And back then, as now, kind of the standard treatment for hot spots and out-of-control skin allergy is give them a shot of cortisone.
Which not realizing they were cortisone deficient.
Well, yeah, and that was the standard treatment, and of course that's was used as an anti-inflammatory, and everything would calm down. But the standard treatment would dictate that, oh, you don't want to give too much of that cortisone for too long, or you get negative side effects.
Right.
You, as a young vet with an interest in endocrine immune workings, you were not willing to just accept that protocol for face value. You wanted to know why the cortisone worked in the first place to calm down the allergic reaction, and then why there was a problem with long-term exposure and all that sort of stuff. And that started you on your process of figuring all of this stuff out.
I did not want a statistic, if you will, what I was taught. I wanted to buy a patient.
Right, and then you kind of wondered that question. Well, I wonder, because when, you know, we all have a negative feeling about cortisone or a negative thought about it because, you know, the powers that be say, oh, cortisone is bad because you get long-term side effects.
Because they didn't know how to use it, as you know, and they don't realize that each of us, including our animals, should, if we're normal, produce 30 to 35 units every day out of our adrenal gland.
Right, so, that's what they don't say. When people say cortisone is bad, they don't tell us at the same time that it's a hormone that we're supposed to have in our bodies, and it has to be in the right amounts and viable in order for us to be healthy. So Dr. Al was wondering, well, gee, I wonder, by giving the injection of cortisol, Could we be funding an imbalance or funding a lack of cortisol? And that's what got him started on the process. So I'm going to tell everybody, hold on, because we're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And when we get back, with Al's permission, I will continue and give you the basics on this imbalance and what it's all about. And we have open phone lines. So if you have an animal or human medical care question, and particularly for animal medical care stuff, it doesn't have to have anything to do with the imbalance. Whatever's going on, Dr. Al's a great veterinarian, and boy, do we get some of the best tips we've ever gotten about how to deal with certain things about animals is when you guys call in and ask Dr. Al. He's a wealth of information. So, local number. Oh, Sandy, have we given away all our books? We've given away all our books. What about our Wagon Tails liver cookies? Have we given them all away? We're done for this week. Okay, so Dr. Al's the only prize we got. So give us a call, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-5569. And you can email us during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. We continue with Dr. Al and more of the basics and what this imbalance is all about when Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Naturally Four Paws is a health food store for pets. Naturally Four Paws provides a total shopping experience offering only the highest quality natural, organic, and holistic pet supplies at moderate prices. A state-of-the-art self-service grooming facility and the highest level of personalized service. Naturally Four Paws is open extended hours and provides the best customer service to be found, including eco-friendly delivery. Naturally Four Paws has moved to a new Silverdale location at 9337 Silverdale Way Northwest in Silverdale Village. So stop by and check out the new store. Now partnering with local trainers, groomers, and veterinarians to offer in-store classes and seminars. Call 360-337-2444. That's 360-337-2444. Or go to naturally4paws.com for more information.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts, wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them.
Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
1150KKNW.com, your connection to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just basically getting started on this last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and, of course, the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. We have open phone lines for the rest of the hour. We would love to hear from you, because if you don't call us about your animal or human medical care questions, then it's just going to be Al and me, and we'll just have to keep chatting. So, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington, 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 1-888-298-5569. You can send us an email. Do it soon. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al.
Yes.
I trust you are there. You are still there. All right, we're
still
kind
here.
Of in the middle of explaining your story so that all our holiday visitors that are listening to the show for the first time will understand what the heck we be talking about here with this endocrine immune balance. So you asked me to go ahead and explain it, so with your permission, I will continue.
Love you to do that, Martha.
Cool. All right. So we got you started doing, and over the course of the last 45, you know, years or so, there is so much that went into all that you've done and discovered here that we can't go into all of those details. And certainly
right.
A lot of the details are in your book, Pets at Risk, which I recommend everybody read this book, whether your concern is about animals or humans, because you'll find the most detail and explanation and so forth in the
book. You'll love the next book called Genetic Ice Age.
Well, right, and you say that is in the final
editing. That is different topics a little bit. And then when you get done explaining this, let me tell you real quickly, and you've heard this before, about my mother. Breast cancer.
All right, yeah, let's all right, so just a minute. So basically what Dr. Al has discovered here, and this applies to, as far as we know at this point, dogs, cats, horses, and humans. Great. Email is working. Gary has just run down the hall and printed our emails, and so we'll get to those. At any rate, what Dr. Al figured out. Now, you can get this endocrine immune imbalance can be genetic, meaning that you're born with it. It can be acquired during life because of stress, toxic exposure. You know, we've talked a little bit about that stress mechanism already this week. Or it can be a result of old age. And what happens is, for whatever...
I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead.
You're older than me, so you'll get there first.
Yeah, much older, pal.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about... Well, never mind. Anyway.
I am.
Okay, I'll trust you on that one.
You never ask a woman her age. Guy, that's okay.
Oh, no. Well, Sandy and I, we easily talk about... We're proud of how long we've been on this planet, man.
And I'm not sure why I've been here this long.
Well, we know why
difference.
You're here. It's because of your work. Now, anyway... and, you know, like Dr. Bleem said, he loves your heart. I just loved him saying that. That was just great. Anyway, for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not producing enough cortisol, or the cortisol that is being produced is defective in some way, so it is not recognized and responded to appropriately by the body. With the low or defective cortisol, the body's reaction is for the middle layer of the adrenal gland to start producing estrogen.
The inner layer.
Yeah, the inner layer of the adrenal gland.
It's never been reported before. They have, you know,
right.
Well, go ahead.
And this is not ovarian estrogen. This is adrenal estrogen, which is why this imbalance can happen in dogs, cats, horses, or humans, male, female, spayed, neutered. It doesn't matter because it has nothing to do with ovaries or testicles. This is adrenal estrogen.
Why do males have high estrogen? They don't have ovaries.
Right, because
so
this is adrenal estrogen. Now,
right.
They're also, and this is kind kind of a sideline caveat that we can get into more detail after the basic explanation here, but there are other sources of estrogen that can contribute to this from outside the body, which Dr. Al talks about estrogen in plastics, it's leaching into water, estrogen in plants like soy and that kind of stuff. So there's other sources, and all of this is not understood as to where all this estrogen comes from, but when this estrogen gets high enough, it then, the first thing it does is start messing up the detail for other hormones in the body. It binds them. It's kind of like this estrogen runs through your body and grabs the other hormones and prevents them from doing their job. Specifically, the thyroid hormones. And so then when the thyroid hormones are not working, this causes a problem because you can have all the symptoms of a low thyroid and tell your doctor that, but you go to the doctor, they take your blood and run a thyroid test, and the doctor says, yeah, but your thyroid is normal, so you don't have hypothyroidism. Sure. And as Dr. Al explains, just because it's there in the blood, or that empirical value is there in the blood work, doesn't mean it's working. And that's the case with this imbalance. The thyroid hormones may be there, but this estrogen has them bound up. When that happens, the antibodies start to deplete, and then what manifests in the patient depends entirely on the individual and maybe genetic predispositions or whatever, but as his book says, it can be from allergies to cancer. It can be seizures, it can be inflammatory bowel, it can be bladder and kidney issues, it can be all kind of dental issues, all kinds of stuff. It can be behavioral, where we get that extreme and irrational fear and aggression, all that sort of stuff. Now, then Dr. Al has created a blood test panel that diagnoses this imbalance, and it's called an EI1. That's for endocrine immune 1, and that's what it's called. At this time, at this point in time, there's only one laboratory that is doing this Pleckner EI1 blood test panel. Now, Dr. Al, you don't own this lab or get any money from this lab.
No.
It happens to be in Southern California as well. And they test animal blood, they test human blood. And the EI1 panel essentially tests total estrogen, cortisol, T3, T4, which are the thyroid hormones, and then three antibodies, IgA, IgM, IgG.
Which is your indicator to titrate that patient to bring that immune system up to protect the patient.
Right. So then the first step is we run the blood test to see if the patient has the imbalance and is out of whack, which typical results would be we get back a high total estrogen, usually a low cortisol.
But it can be high because
it's defective and not working.
And they go, oh, we got Cushing syndrome. No, you don't. It doesn't work.
Right. Then the thyroid hormones, which are usually normal, they also can be on the low side. And then your antibodies are usually way low.
Right.
Now, then the treatment, at this point, we really say that there really isn't a cure necessarily. This is replacement therapy.
Control.
So often it is a lifelong treatment therapy. And the treatment varies a little bit depending on what physical body you're in, if you're a dog, cat, horse, or human. Now, in cats, for example, they tend to run high on thyroid, so the treatment for cats with the imbalance is usually just cortisone. There are some exceptions to that. Horses, on the other hand, they tend to run high cortisol-wise. So for most horses,
they're low. Yeah, they're suppressed. Yeah, because sometimes what you're going to find, Martha, real quickly, is there are different areas in the country where the hay contains
estrogen.
Different levels of estrogen.
So at any rate, horses tend to get just thyroid.
Correct.
Again, there are exceptions, but cats usually get just cortisol. Horses usually just get thyroid. Now,
right.
Humans need both cortisone
and and
thyroid. But they, in terms of thyroid supplementation, most patients are given just T4. And just so you understand, T4. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that would be the synthetic version of the thyroid supplement.
And that's the storage hormone. See, T3 is the active hormone.
Right. Now, I understand, and to see if this makes, does this make sense, that T4 is the hormone that the thyroid produces, but then the body has to change it to T3 to be used.
Well, thyroid produces T3 and T4.
Oh, okay.
T4 is a backup. So that when the T3 gets low, you get transference to T3.
Oh, okay.
So metabolically, you're okay. But when the cortisones are low, you don't get transference from T3 to T4. And when the estrogens are up, it binds the receptor sites for both.
Right. And so in many cases, when a doctor prescribes a thyroid medication for a human patient,
T4.
They
yeah.
usually just give T4. But Dr. Al's discovered that humans need both T3 and T4 as a supplementation.
Correct.
So humans get the cortisone. They also get a T3, T4 supplement. And food can be related to the imbalance. In other words, and this is the same for dogs. Dogs need cortisone replacement. They also need thyroid supplementation. But usually dogs do okay with just a T4. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
All right. And then with dogs, food is also part of, you know, a part of this imbalance and the stabilization.
Yeah,
people and dogs.
Absolutely.
And what you say with most, that this imbalance underlies most chronic disease and illness. And in many cases, once the endocrine immune values, that blood panel is stabilized with medication, a lot of the physical problems, the behavior problems, just go away.
Definitely.
The exception to that, as you say, are true food allergies. Once a body is truly allergic to a food, it remains allergic.
The immune system is locked into it. And so even though you correct the immune imbalance, if you will, the regulation, these cells have the mind of an elephant, so they don't forget. So the point of it is, and that's one of the tragedies, is that so often in practice we'll say, we'll try a different food, that's fine, then it'll work for a while, then it won't work, we'll try another food. And then we can get to a point without looking at the syndrome that there's nothing on earth this animal can eat. And the thing to realize, too, is, the estrogen imbalance is a vicious cycle, because what it does is, which is interesting, as you know, when that estrogen levels are up because the steroids low, how the estrogen protects itself is by basically binding the thyroid, so that estrogen level, no matter what it is, as it keeps going, it gets worse and worse and worse. And then as the antibody levels in the gut get lower and lower, there's nothing you can give this patient orally that's going to affect the estrogen. You can't cut it down. And so it's a protective, vicious cycle, if you will. And so that's why injections come into play to bypass the gut, to get to the pituitary and shut the estrogen down. But estrogen has this wonderful protective factor that, hey, we'll stop absorption, we will stop metabolic breakdown of myself, the whole thing, and this is a vicious cycle, which in fact will be in the new book.
Right. So you've got to look at, when you're treating this imbalance, particularly with dogs and with humans, you've got to look at that food factor.
Absolutely.
Because
100%.
With dogs, just as a state of course, when we're treating this imbalance, we automatically put them on to a hypoallergenic, simple formula food, and we recommend rotation of the ingredients, because it's...
But you were talking about natural balance, I think, earlier. Duck
yeah.
and potato, stuff like that. As you know, I created all that stuff.
Well, that's what a lot of people don't know, is some of the other things that you've done and brought to light that are now considered state of the art. And one thing in particular that you created and brought to light and then figured out it didn't work, but it's now state of the art in human and veterinary medicine. So don't you want to know what that is? Well, okay, hold on. Let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, Dr. Al, for the last time in this hour, and then we'll come back and tell them what I'm talking about. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit SportsTangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Hey, if you've got dogs, you need to know about the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. They are just a phenomenal facility. They have a great obedience classes. They do boarding. They do board and train. In fact, they have the only board and train program in the entire country that I personally recommend. They do the best. They also do a free behavior consultation, and they've got the best doggy daycare center ever. It's just phenomenal, and they're conveniently located right off of 405, just north of the 522 interchange, so you can easily drop your dog off before you go to work in the morning, pick them up on the way home. It's the Academy of Canine Behavior in Bothell. Give them a call at 425-486-9567. That's 425-486-9567. Or visit them online, www.aocb.com, and tell them Martha Norwalk sent you.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Well, hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. I hope you'll do it every Sunday. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and, of course, the Human Compendium of articles that go along with it. And let's see. We are in the last half hour. We will have time to get a couple phone calls in. If anyone has an animal or medical care question for Dr. Al, get on the phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Our live email address is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Let's see, Dr. Al, before we get back into our discussion, we've got a couple of emails that have come in today. Let's see. First one here says, I live in Alta, Canada, and have a 15-year-old Basset Hound who is still moving. That's good news. She, of course, has been helped by Sandy Gaston's advice and meds, and I have finally got your program online. Excellent show, and so glad I can hear it here in Alta, Canada. I even got the time right. Miss Becky's slave. So Miss Becky must be the Basset Hound. She's where's Alta, Canada? Do you know, Dr. Al?
I don't. I'll have to plead ignorance.
Does Sandy know? Oh, she's talking on the phone. Oh, well. Anyway, we're glad to have you, Miss Becky's slave. We'll hope you'll be here every Sunday from now on. And, of course, for any of you that aren't able to be here when we are live, we now archive all the shows on the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. The Sunday show is usually uploaded by my webmaster by Sunday afternoon sometime. At the latest, it would be up on Monday. But usually it's on Sunday afternoon. So you just go to www.marthanorwalk.com. On the home page, you'll find a link to the audio archives, and that's where you will find the shows to listen to. Now, our next email, Dr. Al.
Oh, did you ever hear from the Basset Hound? We worked on that in England.
Yeah, we hear from her all the time. We had an email.
Lymphoma, how's she doing? Everything okay?
She's doing great.
Good.
Yeah, she's doing fabulous. We had a an email from her not too long ago.
Good.
You know, singing everybody's praises and how wonderful her dog is doing.
Let's see.
Here's another one just on a different subject, but hi, Martha and Sandy. Thought you guys might like to see the new baby we adopted 9 months ago. I am definitely going to have to do a conference with you, Martha. Okay. We need some advice real soon. Fawn is not exactly as she is represented by the rescue service. Uh-oh.
So what's new, right?
But we are trying our best to work with her and truly hope she can adjust to our condo environment. She is a real love, and that's from Liz and Howard. Liz, I got to tell you, we can't do photographs here on the air, so we weren't able to see the picture. So hopefully you sent this email to my home office computer too, because then I can get the photographs. But you know, I would be delighted to work with you and help you work things out with Fawn. Just give me a call. You know, I always do a free telephone evaluation, so I'd love to hear from you. Okay, and last chance to call in for Dr. Al, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Now, we were talking about the endocrine immune imbalance that you've discovered, Dr. Al, and the what it basically is all about, the EI1 diagnostic blood test panel, and then the treatment for dogs, cats, horses, and humans varies a little bit depending on who you are. We were talking about the fact that dogs and humans, food allergies are usually involved, and so particular attention to the diet is required. And what I didn't get a chance to say is that food is so critical, especially with dogs and humans, is that eating the food they're allergic to can trigger the signs or symptoms of the disease or behavior issues.
Even if the
animal or human is on treatment.
Exactly.
So that's why it's very important.
It's important to pay attention to all details. And again, if there is an enzyme deficiency from the pancreas, you can get the sludging effect of foods. And like in German Shepherd, 75% of them probably have the enzyme deficiency. And the interesting thing, Martha, mm-hmm. when you're working with these patients and the owners are working with their you know, family members, if you will, their animals, when you look at either a dog that's cow-hocked or standing on the front legs and that wrist is bent, that is an indication of an enzyme trypsin deficiency, whereby as a puppy, puppy never was able to absorb calcium correctly.
No, and what about panosteitis in young dogs? Is that related to the imbalance?
It's all part of this. Sure.
All right, I'm going to interrupt you because we have an important call on line one. I understand it's our own, one of our other Animal World vets, part of the Animal World family.
Probably the IRS.
No.
I'm hanging up.
A QC vet. I think it's Dr. Bill Burlingame.
Is it Big Bill?
Dr. Bill?
Hey, good morning.
Hey Bill, how are you?
I'm doing great. I called in because I enjoyed so much listening to Dr. Bleen.
Wasn't he great?
Yeah,
you fool the people all the time, huh?
It's a Dr. Al clone, I think.
A Dr. Al clone. That could be.
Well, thank you. Thanks, Bill.
We're expecting big things from that Dr. Bleem because he's so enthusiastic about getting the word out.
Well, you know, we've gotten big things from
this.
We've gotten big things from Dr. Bill Burlingame too, trust me.
Well, I mentioned you.
He's a proponent of this. He's a supporter. He's just trying to get it together like we all are, that we can make a difference for the world, and we can. It's hard getting it together, as Bill knows.
Dr. Bill, you have been on board with Al's endocrine immune program and testing and treating patients pretty much since we first brought him on the air, because you were already involved with Animal World. Do you have any idea how many patients you've treated in the last 5-6 years?
You know, I'll have to go back and count them up. I don't have an exact number.
Probably one or two, right?
I don't. But I think I've probably tested about 150, maybe 200.
Wow. Yeah, so see, I told you, there's a lot of cases we've been working on up here. And and Dr. Bill has the most experience and probably sees the most patients, but we've got a couple of other veterinarians that also do the testing. And the Dr. Lemon down in Renton and Dr. Windham in Seattle. So, well, what else do you want to chime in on, Dr. Bill?
Oh, nothing. I mentioned to Al a few weeks ago, I think that when his new website gets up, that's going to be a really great vehicle to kind of spread the news. And he talked a little bit about trying to get some sort of an ongoing conference call for veterinarians and or pet owners.
Mm. Would love to do that, Bill, if we could get that. And Dr. Bleem would like to do that. It would be great to get a seminar together for the vets. Actually people that really, really do care, and give them the insight as to what they need to do to make, themselves and their pets better.
Yeah, now, I've got Dr. Al, because we talked to Dr. Bill, just said that he thinks probably 150, 200 patients maybe he's done over the course of the years we've been working with you. You have recently come out of retirement and are back in practice in Southern California, and it sounds to me like you're just working your tail off down there. But what I think you told me this week when we chatted, how many EI1 tests you're running a week. Did you say 10 to 20 a week you're running now?
Well, again, I've done with MDs and everything worldwide 150,000 cases.
No, but I'm talking about just here recently in the practice. How did you say?
I'm doing 10, 15, every single week now. And you'd love this real quick. I'll make it real fast. Bill will like this too. Bill, I had I had a dentist come in yesterday, if you can believe this. And I didn't realize he was a dentist. He brought his cat in. And the first thing I did was look to see if it had that flare in the mouth.
Yeah, the red line.
The gingival flare, yeah. And so he was really funny. He did tell me his dentist. He said, how come do roots, basically with root canals, do they dissolve? So, if you got gingival problems, there's no doubt about it. And he said, I just went to a seminar in Dallas with the head of the USC, if you will, endodontal practice, and he said, we're not sure why humans absorb their roots and everything and they have gingival problems. And what he said was, it's just outrageous. He said, but I'll tell you what, cats, 70% of the cats have the problem.
Yeah.
Where did he come up with that? Exactly. I mean, I think 70% of them do. The first thing you do with a cat or dog is open the mouth up and look at the flare. And here's a dentist, and the guy couldn't have been neater, cuter with the whole thing. So he's looking to the website, doing the whole thing, and obviously, which I should not have said, I said, next time you come in, we're going to have a quiz, which he knows I was, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but the point
of
it is they're beginning to discover there are some clinical signs that relate to the syndrome.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, all right, and I apologize for you guys for the strange sounds you're hearing. I think that's Dr. Bill. Are you on your cell phone? Dr. Bill?
I think I might have got dropped.
Oh, no, there you're there. I hear you.
You really got to wonder about all the fine resorptive lesions we do see in cats. And, of course, nobody really has an explanation of why that happens. And so I guess there needs to be a lot of testing done in those patients.
Well, you're talking about the feline resorption syndrome.
That's right.
With the teeth. Well, that my cat Jilpy had that.
Yeah.
And, of course, he also had the imbalance. And once we treated the imbalance, then we cleaned his teeth and his mouth up. You had to take a lot of his teeth out, Dr. Bill. But he has had no symptoms of the feline resorption since he's been on treatment.
Well, what you're going to find, too, Bill, is with Dr. Bleem, with every single cystitis case he's seen, bladder infection, he's seen the flare, and he knows the bladder looks like that because that IgA is the mucous membrane antibody, and so he gives them mainly steroids with thyroid or with antibiotics, and they all heal.
Oh.
Because that's the impact area, and they call it, the profession calls it idiopathic lower urinary syndrome. And as you know, the low magnesium didn't cut it. Tony Buffington talked to Tony, and he said, hey, you know what? It's not the magnesium. They don't know what it is. What it is it's that cortisol, estrogen imbalance and the teeter-totter effect that causes an IgA imbalance in the impact area, whether it's irritable bowel syndrome or a gingival flare or bladder infection or asthma. It's all there. It is what it is. And that's what's happening. So they're
right. I'm sure that everybody else is feeling the same way. The noise that's coming through on the phone is really irritating. So, Dr. Bill, I think it's your cell phone. We're going to have to let you go.
Thanks so much. Take care. Happy New Year.
Thanks, and I'll see
you
in
too,
a
Bill.
Week or so. All right, thanks, Dr. Bill. All right, yeah, I'm sorry. The feedback in my ears was just too much. I hope it wasn't.
Sorry to hear. Yeah, Bill's a great guy doing this stuff. Believes in it. He's getting good results.
Oh, and I'm so glad he called in, even though you were on a cell phone. It's just that feedback.
That was nice of him.
The feedback in my ear was driving me nuts, so I'm sure it was probably driving our listeners nuts, too. So, and I also promised, because I talked before the last break, to tell you folks the other things that Dr. Al has brought to light and discovered, just some of them. And with his first book, which was Pet Allergies, Remedies for an Epidemic, that came out in the 80s. And in that book, he introduced to all of us the concept of food allergies and food sensitivities and how food affects behavior and physical health. That's when he created the first high-quality hypoallergenic diets. He is responsible for the lamb and rice formulas, the venison and rice, all those things. You formulated those diets way back in the 80s, didn't you, Al?
Yeah, and even earlier with non-meat foods called Naturally Yours.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. You did the first non-meat, you know, first vegetarian diet for...
And I did the innovative veterinary diet. So it looks like the animals were that had the imbalance that were exposed to the same antigens developed sensitivities, and that's why I had to do the innovative veterinary diets, duck and potato, venison, fish, rabbit.
Yeah, so you know, folks, the innovative veterinary diets are now state-of-the-art for hypoallergenic diets sold through veterinarians, and that's all Dr. Al's formulation. Now, what I told you about something that was now state-of-the-art for veterinary and human medicine, but... And this goes back to when Dr. Al was still trying to... He was trying to... still figuring out this imbalance and how to learn more about it, but also how to test for it. He was creating the blood test panels. Well,
right.
You created a thyroid.
We did estrogen, too. We created the total estrogen.
Right.
You can believe that.
Yeah, you did.
Like 35 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's still not being done in human laboratories or vet labs now.
But the other thing, and what I want to bring to light to everyone, is that you worked with Michigan State University, and you created the first thyroid panel blood test.
Well, what I did was I created it on my own with Vet Reference.
Vet Reference Lab. That was the one we used.
Exactly. I'm trying to think of the gentleman that was head of it. The nicest guy in the world. So I created T3, T4, free T3, free T4, and that was Lon Rich, who was head of nicest guy in the world, phenomenal guy. And so Lon did all these tests for me, plus thyroid-binding globulin, and I found they did not work.
Well, yeah, so you created these basic thyroid panels.
Yeah, and then I guess Michigan, and I know now they really do not like me, but Michigan State and Gene Dodds have pushed this T3, T4, free, so on and so forth. I found it didn't work, and so I moved on.
Yeah, because you created the thyroid panel thinking it would tell you more and refine the information, but then as you worked with it, you found it did not.
It did not.
And so you scrapped it and went back to the basic T3, T4 test.
Yeah,
well,
and now
the other
this
part
is,
you know, Michigan State, and like you mentioned, Dr. Dodson.
Now, this is the state of the, state-of-the-art.
Now, it also, the thyroid panel has become state-of-the-art in human medicine. They also are running the free T3s and free T4 and all of that kind of stuff.
They're doing it, yeah. They're doing
it all goes back to what Dr. Al started. Oh, that was weird. It sounds like a submarine. What Dr. Al started in the 80s, but then scrapped. And they continued. They're making too much money off of this, and they've continued.
I never found it. You know, I created it. I did this. I did the foods, the whole thing, and it wasn't to do anything but make a difference for my patients, because what I had, I was not satisfied with statistics. I want live patients.
Yeah.
And I've been so disappointed over the years that my work has not been picked up by the academia, who have the ability and the gears to prove all of what I've seen clinically. I don't have that ability, nor do I want it, but I want live patients. So that's where I'm coming from. So, like,
well,
with Bill Burlingame and, you know,
I'm on
Bernie
board with
Bleem.
You, and that's why I made the decision, you know, when
we
started
this. When you've done this for so many years, you've been so supportive, which has been so absolutely elegant, and it's given me the hope to move on. If you hadn't believed in it, and people like Bill and the rest of the people I really respect, you know, I'd just kind of dry up and figure, hey,
you'd be in a snow pile in Idaho now.
Huh?
You'd be in a snow pile in Idaho somewhere.
Yeah, but I'd still be smiling.
Yeah,
but I still need to be with my animals.
You know, I told you, and I mean it, that I was going to feature you until we got the word out and until it started to be picked up, because it's just too important to let it go.
It is. And I miss my cats, my three cats. I miss my three dogs.
That are still in Idaho with your son and daughter.
Yeah, and the neat part about it is, he gets them on the phone. I go, hey, it's Grandpa. And they start jumping up and down and looking out the window.
Well,
they still remember me.
We really appreciate the work that you're doing and continue to do. I want to mention Dr. Al's website is www.drplechner.com. The new website is there now. And so you see the picture of the iceberg.
Yeah, I tried to correct some of those things, because Martha's been great. There are a few things that should have been there.
Yeah, some things
when the
news
site came,
Yeah, so just know that it's not finished. It's not complete yet. There are some things that's missing. One of the things is the Find the Vet list that lists all the doctors in the country that are doing this. And
I was on the web last night with my webmaster till 2 in the morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. No. I thank you. You called me and said, you know, Al, we press these buttons and... Yeah, what it was the estrogen prominence dominance article, and then what it did was, if you went to what is the animal and human protocol,
went
right back to the same thing. So I've sent him things out of the compendium that'll explain everything to the physicians and the veterinarians. And if he can't do it, I'll do it myself. But thank you very much for overseeing all this stuff.
Yeah, I get
so busy, you know. I've been so busy trying to help that oft times I can't look at my own my laundry, if you will.
I just had time to go through the website. I was just able to tell him yesterday that there a lot of the stuff was missing. So he's getting that all together. So keep checking back. It will be.
Don't give up.
Complete. Yeah, don't give up. Dr. Al, thanks for taking time again.
Thank you for having me.
And we will be in touch during the month. Otherwise, we will be back the first Sunday of February for our next Vet Sunday. And we're adding a segment now. We're going to have a Dr. Bleem report from Illinois.
You'll love Dr. Bleem.
Yeah.
He is such a bright light.
Yeah, well, we already do. He was great. So anyway, Dr.
Super.
Al, Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too. And have Gary give the baby a hug for me.
He's lighting up. His face lights up whenever you mention her. So thanks bunches, and we'll talk to you next month.
Okay, and you have a happy 2009.
All righty, will do. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. All right, next week is, like I said, the second Sunday of the month. That means it's Sandy and Martha Sunday. We'll do follow-up, we'll do news and animals, the good news. Sandy will join me in the studio, and we will have some special features, but primarily open phone lines for your behavior, training, and healing questions. We hope you will give us a call. You know, does your dog drag you around the block, bark too much, or jump up? Does your cat go everywhere but in the cat box, destroy the furniture, or keep you up at night? Well, plan to call us next week, because Sandy and I are free on the air. We will answer all your animal behavior training and healing questions. And now, woohoo, Happy New Year.
Happy
Mystic Radio is in the house.
Happy New Year.
And that would be Bob Bordenero.
Well,
half of the very special show.
Oh, yes.
But the biggest half is behind me, and that would be
absolutely
Robin.
Even though she's smaller than I am.
Yeah, but we don't let her close to the radio, to the microphone, until it's really time. We get to talk to Bob. Bob. So what are you doing today?
Well, we're doing New Year's calls. Need balancing your energy? Give Robin a call. Or any of those holiday problems that come up sometime, you don't feel so good, give Robin a call.
Yeah, so open phone lines free readings with Robin, which I'll tell you, you guys heard me talk about it. She is the real deal. I am more and more impressed with her every time I work with her. And, you know, between you and me, I mean, Robin's helping me on a lot of things, but we're starting to work with my animals now, too, and we're starting to work with the Pleckner imbalance, because Robin's the first one that I think might be able to help tweak these animals and this imbalance. So she's going to be joining us on Animal World, but we're laying the groundwork now, so there's going to be new stuff
and
to come.
Red, red robin go, ba, 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 and Al Jolson. What a great song that was.
Oh, that's a whole story. Well,
you don't have time, but...
Oh, you remind me next week, and I'll tell you the Red Robin story, because we'll start,
And I've got our own Red Robin here.
All right. So we're done. Next week, Sandy and Martha. Gary, thank you. Sandy, thank you.